what can you say? What an incredible effort by your team responding in game two.
Well, I thought we did a good job. We basically played the way we've been playing the last 2 months, really. I thought we established everything offensively, you know, at the start of the game where, we forced the issue a little bit offensively and were able to get some easy baskets. I mean, we had 4 fast break points the last game. We had, I think, 11 after the first 9 minutes of the game. So that told me that we were out running. And then not so much the fast break points, but how we manufactured some of the scores that we had. You know, easy layups for Grant, a couple of dunks for Amari, and then just spreading the floor. So I thought we did a good job with that. But I was happiest with our defense. I thought we did a real good job with that, you know. I mean, kudos to Grant. I don't think anybody, I know there's not another 37-year-old guy in the league that could guard Andre Miller that way. But Grant did a great job, but I thought it was just the overall defense that we had, the team defense that we had. Our bigs did a great job of stepping out and doing a good job. And then I thought Grant just did a good job of just trying to stay between he and the basket. And if he was going to shoot over the top, we were going to have to live with that.
You guys really seemed to set the tone.
Yeah, we had to set the tone because, to be honest with you, they did a good job of in the first game of setting the tone early, and we never really quite recovered from that. So I think it's important for us that we have to be a rhythm team, and we have to get out and try to get some easy baskets. I thought we did a real good job of that.
What effect did it have to get the ball out of Andre's hands, bringing it up the court?
Well, I think if you don't have Andre, I mean, it would be like them trying to take it out of Steve's hand, I think. You know, what we just tried to do is that we just tried to make it so that he was going against two guys most of the time. And, if he had to give the ball up, then we were going to have somebody else try to make the play. I thought we did a real good job of that. And then our weak side defense was great. I just told Amari I thought it was his best game as far as weak side defense that he's had since I've been here. I thought he did a great job of rotating over and then getting back to his guy. And then we also did a good job of closing out on shooters and challenging shots. So it was just a good team effort. I mean, obviously, they feel like they accomplished what they needed to here. They came and got a split. And so now, you know, somewhere along the line, we're going to have to win a game in Portland.
What's your thoughts of going to their building, Alvin, and trying to get a game there, possibly even Thursday?
Well, I mean, we got to play well. We got to play with the same intensity and play the same way we did in the second game here. It's the same teams. It's a different building, but it's the same two teams that's playing. And, our focus has to be exactly like it was in this game. We have to come out, and as I said to you guys at the start, it's going to be, the battle of wills. Who's going to impose their will on the other team? And the first game, you got to give them credit. They did it. And the second game, we did it. And so now we come to a game where, you know, one of the wills are going to win out. And we just got to make sure that we're doing everything we can to play the style of basketball that we're accustomed to.
What are you expecting from their crowd on Thursday?
Oh, it'll be loud. I mean, that place is great. They have always had great fans there. But, we're not – it's not a decibel meter game. You know, it really isn't. It's the players on the floor that's got to decide it. So as long as you're focused – I think that we'll be fine. You know, we're a good team, and we know we're a good team, and we just got to play that way. We have to play that way.
Amari's ability to pass out of the post, was that something that you keyed in on from game one?
No, we talked about that because obviously they feel like that he's a huge key for our offense. And as I said, if you go back and look on the tape, almost every single time he catches it, they have at least 4 guys in the paint. And so it's important for us. We talked about the spacing that we have to maintain, and we did a good job with that. Plus, I tell you, when we don't have Jay Rich guarding him, it just frees him up offensively. And obviously, for us, he's a huge key. I mean, we're 26-4 now this year when he scores over 20. So, I mean, obviously, we had to get him in a situation where he was out on the floor and making some shots for us.
You talked about playing in hostile territory, playing, you know, the noise over there in Portland. Jack Carlson talked about having a good start the other night. Would it be nice to get a good start again to kind of keep that crowd out of it?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's important for us to get a good start, period. But their crowd is going to be loud. You know, they get it's their first playoff game at home, and it's going to be extremely loud. I mean, for us, it's just about playing, though. You know, I mean, doesn't matter where you play, If you're on the road, it's going to be a hostile crowd, and it's going to be very loud as the playoffs go. We have to focus on playing and getting the things done on the court and forget about the crowd, really.
Alvin, what were you most happy with last night? The offensive effort that was spectacular or the defensive effort that was just as great?
Well, I think I was most pleased with the defense, you know, because that's the thing that was a little bothersome the other night, the amount of layups that we gave. And, you know, between their two guards, you know, they had almost 50 of the 105. They had 49 of the 105 that they had. So that was a real concern. And the way they got them, I think, by driving in the lane and being able to shoot layups, was a concern. I thought we did. I thought our guys did a great job of correcting that, and because of that, you know, they end up shooting 38%.
The Batum injury, if it is as serious as everyone is expecting, how big of a deal is that for them?
Hey, it means nothing to them whatsoever, guys. You want to start talking about the guys that got injuries? I mean, that makes 385 games instead of 384. And they'll just plug somebody else in there and they'll play their butts off. That's what they do. That's what they've done the whole year. You know, no one has lost. No team has even come close to losing more injuries to games than they have, and they stay right in the race. So for us, if Batum's not there, that means they'll plug Webster in or somebody else in, and he'll play great, and we'll still have to beat him.
The way you defended last night,
yeah, I think so. I think the way we defended in the second game was more about who we are than the first game. You know, we just gave up way too many layups in the first game. And, you know, I thought the second game we did a good job. I think our bigs and our guards did a good job of just maintaining penetration and not letting guys directly have straight line drives to the basket. And because of that, you know, we had them shooting some pretty tough shots.
What wasn't there in the first game?
Well, we changed a little bit. You know, they ran a couple of a good little wrinkles on their high screen and rolls, and we changed the way we covered that, you know, just to take away the straight line drives, and we were going to allow Camby or even LaMarcus Aldridge to beat us with jump shots, but we weren't going to allow them to drive right to the basket, lay it in.
Put more attention on Aldridge this time too when he got it in the post.
Well, we did, and what we decided to do, not every time, but we just keep him a little bit off balance. Our guys did a great job on him, but to ask somebody to guard a big guy down that just pounds the ball in on you time and time again, I thought was a little bit tough for our big. So every now and then we told our guys, if you want to go down and double, you go down and double. You know, I mean, it's not anything that, it's no secret, you know. I mean, I'm not telling you anything that's a secret, you know. It's just, you know what, it's just common defense in the NBA, really.
But you do it a lot better than you used to.
Yeah, we do. I mean, we've got really good guys, and they do a good job of holding it out. And, you know, I think our defense has been really good, and it'll have to continue to be good.
You happy with what Jaren Collins is giving you?
Sure. I mean, the minutes that we're playing and everything, and I thought that second unit went in and played well. I was happy with Dwayne Jones. I thought he showed a little bit of rebounding and toughness and things like that, you know. But the other group, you know, Lou and those guys, they did a fantastic job. I mean, they really did.
Is there part of you that the reason Dwayne's active is because you think you could need him in a game at some point?
We might. I mean, I don't think you can ever have enough bigs, you know that. So, yeah, we're good. They can go. Yeah.
How are you being easy today?
Well, I mean, what are we going to do? Practice the hell out of Steve and Grant, you know?
You got to bust 40 minutes.
Yeah, and we got to practice Steve and Grant. Yeah, you know. We did that the other
Steve
day.
Steve missed a free throw last night.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, well, and Grant missed a shot, so.
Yeah.
Steve's passing.
Well, working on Steve passing, and, yeah. I know. If we don't turn it over, guys, you know. I mean, when we don't turn it over.
That was seven. That's
pretty good. That's pretty good. That's pretty good for us in a half. You know, so. Hey, there's Steve, guys. Catch him. All right. Thanks. All right.